In a few moments, the news. People's Bank, the pulse of the people. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, the news, read by Bevil Pariyavadana, edited by Ashoka. The headlines. A new Chief Justice to be appointed in due course. The Sri Lanka Bar Association to discuss with the President regarding the removal of the CJ. A coordinative secretary of a TNA parliamentarian arrested with explosives. Warachane paper factory becomes the best in Asia. The local segment of the news in detail. President's media spokesman Mohan Samanayake says that the motion passed in parliament with regard to removal of the Chief Justice Dr. Shivani Bandaranaike from her position was submitted to President Mahinda Rajapaksa. The president will take measures regarding the motion according to powers vested in him by the constitution. The president had received the opinion of intellectuals in various professions in this connection. Mohan Samanayake told SLBC that accordingly, a new Chief Justice will be appointed by the President in due course. The Sri Lanka Bar Association has decided to discuss with the President further activities regarding the removal of the CJ from her post after directing the approved parliamentary proposal to the President. The association has taken this decision at their monthly meeting. The Executive Committee member attorney Mahesh Katulanda says the Executive Committee members of the Bar Association will meet the President during the next few days. Clause 107(2) of the Constitution says the President has the power to remove a Supreme Court judge by a proposal passed by a majority vote in Parliament. The Terrorism Investigation Department arrested the coordinating secretary to TNA MP Sridharan with 500 grams of explosives and a large quantity of pornographic CDs at Kilnoche. This news broadcast comes to you from the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
Additional Secretary to the Ministry of Education, Anuradha Sanayake, says necessary preparations are being prepared to provide an additional pack of uniform material and a pair of shoes to the school children in rural areas. Mr. Bandaru Gunawardhana has already submitted a cabinet memorandum in this regard. It is expected to obtain these necessary material from the local manufacturers with the aim of uplifting the local industry. He said, distributed of school uniform material for this year has been completed. Dr. B.V.R. Punyavardhana of the University of Peradeniya says a number of places that could be badly affected by climatic changes have been earmarked. He noted that the northern, north central provinces and Hambantota and Ratnapura districts are prone to be affected by climate change issues. The Ministry of Environment has appointed expert panels to inquire the climatic changes. Dr. Punyavardhan told the SLBC that the panel is currently preparing a comprehensive plan to tackle the bad effects. He also noted that climate change has become a cross-cutting issue and has deep implications on the country's economy as well. The National Paper Company Limited said that steps have been taken to reinvigorate the Warachane paper factory, which was the best paper factory in Asia. The competent authority of the company, Mangala C. Senarat, said that the machinery at the factory is on a higher standard. About 8 months ago, the monthly production at the factory amounted to 38 metric tons. It has now been increased to 300 metric tons, and steps have been taken to increase this quantity to 2,000 metric tons per month next year. The factory needs 9.7 million rupees per month for salaries of the employees and for other expenses. The revenue of the company had been reduced to 3 million rupees. However, the revenue have now been increased to 16 million rupees. The Treasury has already issued a circular to the public sector in connection with obtaining raw material required from the Wallachini paper factory. The competent authority said that the response from the public departments and corporations in this connection are not sufficient yet. He said that this should be done as a national responsibility. To end the local segment of the news, the main points. A new Chief Justice to be appointed in due course. The Sri Lanka Bar Association to discuss with the President regarding the removal of the CJ. The coordinating secretary of a TNA parliamentarian arrested with explosives. The Wallachini paper factory becomes the best in Asia. That's local news.
This is your chance to win 1 million rupees, mobile phones and many more exciting prizes. Receive your foreign remittances via People's Bank, e-remittance, Swift or Telex. People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
Easy leasing. Speedy. Pleasing leasing. All you seek is leasing. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease. World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.
World News headlines. Italian consul in Benghazi escapes shooting unhurt. Hollande steps up France security over Mali and Somalia. Britney Spears calls of engagement quits X Factor. The world news in detail. An Italian diplomat has come under fire in Libya's second city, Benghazi, but escaped unharmed. Guido De Sanctis, the Italian consul in the city, was traveling in his bulletproof car when unidentified gunmen opened fire. The security of diplomats in Benghazi has caused concern for foreign governments following the death of U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Guido De Sanctis was traveling in his bulletproof car when unidentified gunmen opened fire. He was killed in an attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi last September. It is also unclear how the incident will affect Libya-Italian relations. The French president has ordered security stepped up around public buildings and transportation because of military operations in Africa. He was responding to the risk of Islamist attack after French forces attacked militants in Mali and Somalia. A pilot was killed as airstrikes were launched on a column of Malian rebels. In Somalia, two French soldiers were sacrificed in a raid to free a French hostage. The hostage was believed to have died. Pop star Britney Spears on Friday called it quits with both fiancé Jason Trovic and as a celebrity judge on the X Factor talent show. Spears and Trovic, who were former agents, got engaged in December 2011. The couple began dating in May 2010 following a turbulent few years in Spears' personal and professional life in which she lost custody of her children, entered a rehab and shaved off her hair. The wedding would have been the third for Spears. She divorced dancer Kevin Federline, with whom she had two children in 2006. The singer also spontaneously married childhood friend Jason Alexander during a trip to Las Vegas in 2004. That marriage lasted 55 hours before the singer annulled the union. To end the world news, the headlines. Italian consul in Benghazi escapes shooting unhurt. Hollande steps up France security over Mali and Somalia. Britney Spears calls off engagement, quits X Factor. That's world news.
World news. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease. Easy leasing. Speedy leasing. Pleasing leasing. All you seek is leasing. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.
In which light, the health ministry will introduce hygienic rubber socks for people who are engaged in agricultural work, especially farmers in paddy fields, to prevent them from waterborne diseases such as leptospirosis. The health ministry yesterday cautioned that about 20 persons, mostly farmers from agricultural districts including Polonnaruwa, Anuradhapura and Ampara, are also some flood victims who were reported with leptospirosis during the past few days. The samples of the proposed hygienic gloves are currently being tested at the epidemiology unit under the supervision of the health department. That was Watchlight.
The story is brought to you by
Sri Lanka Bar Association has decided to discuss with the president for the activities regarding the removal of the CJA from her post after directing the approved parliamentary proposal to the president. The association has taken this decision at their monthly meeting. Accordingly, Executive Committee Member Attorney Mahesh Katlanda says the Executive Committee members of the Bar Association will meet the President during the next few days. Clause 107 of the Constitution says the President has the power to remove a Supreme Court judge by a proposal passed by a majority vote in Parliament. That's according to Clause 107(2) of the Constitution. And a new Chief Justice to be appointed in due course. That's our main story.